Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
You're welcome back. I have on the line with me now a woman called Bernadette Martin. You may have heard her in this programme before. She and her family have campaigned for nearly 3 years. They did so to have an Irish language inscription in our Gaeilge Jo, in our hearts forever, engraved on her mother Margaret Keane's headstone. Like many of her generation, Margaret had left Ireland as a young woman and settled in Coventry. Well, after a lengthy legal battle, the family successfully won their appeal in 2021 against the Church of England, who opposed the Irish inscription on the grounds that it may have been seen as political. It doesn't stop there, unfortunately. Yesterday, Margaret's daughter, Bernadette, was made aware via social media that her mother's headstone case, which caused great distress to the family, was being used as a case study at a Church of England study day on canon law without the family's knowledge or consent. And Bernadette Martin, as I say, joins us now. You're very welcome, Bernadette, back to the programme.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry to hear about this extra distress in association with all of this. Your mother was a very proud Irish woman. We discussed that before in this programme. And you finally won your case back in 2021. Can you tell us, though, when you were made aware of this via social media yesterday, that the test case was being used without your knowledge or consent?
Absolutely. It was this morning, actually, we found out on social media. A student present at the study day shared it, and it was brought to the attention of our barrister. And the case study was being shared as part of a study day for canon law for Church of England personnel. And not only was the case study being shared, but the case study had been rewritten and had been rewritten in a way as such that has caused offence to not just us as a family and our legal team, but to all of our supporters. It was rewritten in a way that pandered to anti-Irish rhetoric and to Irish and indeed traveller stereotypes. So it's caused great distress to many of us today.
So it was your case against the Church of England and your mother's case to have an inscription in Irish on the gravestone, but it was changed slightly. That included other stereotypes, you say. Is that it?
Absolutely, yeah. And what we call on today is for the author of those case studies to apologise, to recognise that by doing so and pandering to racial stereotypes, they've caused great distress. What they've gone to do is to undermine the distress that case caused our family. There's a grieving family at the centre of that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, undermine, I think, any learning that the case actually really did cause in real life.
Yeah, well, we did get a statement from the bishop, and we'll read that in just a second. But just to give our listeners an idea of the wording of this case study, in canon law. This is what they wrote in the case study. Mary Eileen McNab was the grandmother of the Irish traveller woman that you married last year. She died on the 20th of the 12th, 22. The family asked if she could be buried in the churchyard, although she was Roman Catholic, and you agreed, as she died while resident in the parish. Nobody is quite sure whether she was born in 1938 or 39 because the family was on the road at the time and things became disrupted because of the war. The proposed memorial is in the form of a slate Celtic cross with the following inscription on the tablet base in Ar Gaeilge Jo. Jeremy Hogg, the church warden, has strenuously objected to this memorial on the basis that it would be unintelligible to the people of English-speaking Little Swilling. And that's the wording of the stereotype, or the stereotype, you say, the wording of the test case. And I can understand Absolutely. Why you use that word stereotype, because there are bits of cliches and stereotypes in there, and your case. How distressing was this, Bernadette?
It's incredibly distressing. At the centre of all of the case studies that were rewritten on that study day is a grieving family who applied for a headstone. And what they've done by rewriting it without either our consent or our knowledge is to undermine what we went through as families. And for our case in particular, our landmark case that made history in Church of England church law, it just goes to undermine the learning and the history that we made because it misrepresents the facts. It misrepresents the reality of the outcome of our case. So we question its purpose in any place or any space of learning for Church of England personnel.
You question if they've learned anything?
Yeah, absolutely, because it misrepresents the case. It was a chancellor that made those statements about our preferred inscription, not a church warden. And to not put that in the case study actually goes to undermine the severity of that original judgment, because it was made by a judge of the church court. Mm-hmm. And that's very important for people to understand, that we were challenging a legal system and a flawed and unreasonable judgment.
Can I read you the statement we got from the Bishop of Coventry?
Great.
He said, concerning the Irish inscription and the course content, a spokesperson for the diocese says, we wish to acknowledge again the heartache and difficulty that Margaret Keane's family have been through since 2020, and we commend their continued bravery and grace during the challenges of the legal processes that concluded in 21 with their successful appeal. As for the case being used as a case study in the training course, we're currently trying to make contact with the course providers who are not part of the Diocese of Coventry for further comment. Likewise, a social media account which shared the course content, causing the family more distress, is a parody account, not an official Church of England account. The Bishop of Coventry has expressed his pastoral concern for the family at various stages during this painful experience and greatly admires the family's fortitude. In 2020, the Church of England said, the Irish language is an important part of the heritage of the Church of England. It was, after all, Irish-speaking monks in Lindisfarne and beyond who played a central role in establishing the Church in what is now England. How do you respond to all of that, Bernadette?
Well, we're grateful that the Bishop of Coventry has made a public statement. It's the first time we've heard it as a family. I would like to just to really stress that as much as it's great to hear that we're graceful in our continued battle, the point remains that families shouldn't have to be placed in these very public, distressing places where they feel they have to continue to fight for justice. Mm-hmm. That case study identifies to us as a family some deeply problematic concerns around a lack of equality and diversity awareness across the Church of England as an institution. That case study wasn't written by a parody account. It was written by esteemed members of the Church of England and agreed to be shared at a day of learning. And so for us, that there's some questions to answer with regards to their understanding of cultural tolerance and cultural acceptance. And what they continue to do is to choose to perpetuate the Irish communities in England in the manner that they have done with our family.
OK, well, let's hope the lessons are learned at this stage from now on. Bernadette Martin, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme once again.